Welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast. Take it away, Mr. Haney. Swamp Swami has the sports for me. Watching sports since the age of three. He covers stories far and wide. Bring your sense of humor and come inside. Sports scores and more. Fresh takes. Fast breaks. Sports are my life. Yeah, right, said his wife. Swamp Swami's podcast show. Oh, the humanity of it all. College football's battle royale begins. Woo! With this first full weekend of college football games kicking off, the chase begins for 12 teams who are going to be invited to play in the revised college football playoffs come December. There are 134 teams in the football subdivision group this year. That's the upper division of college football. The Owls of Kennesaw State University, just northwest of Atlanta, Georgia, are going to fly into Conference USA this season as the newest team venturing into the upper division of college football. It's time to ring the bell and let the 134-team college football battle royale begin for a dozen playoff spots at the end of the year. The expansion of the college football playoffs from 4 teams last year to 12 this season is the latest money grab by the NCAA, ABC, Disney, and ESPN, and the biggest programs of college football, and more recently, the football players themselves. The revenue pie has grown into an entire bakery filled with lots of dough. Today, I read a story in which 15 of the ESPN sports staffers have predicted the 12-team playoff field for us and the eventual national champion for the season. And if you guessed Georgia with 9 votes or Ohio State with 5, you are the winner. Just one of the writers ventured off the reservation and selected Oregon, which is now in the Big Ten Conference, by the way, to win the college football title this season. Statistically speaking, though, the odds favor the SEC. Being from the South, I have been a longtime supporter of SEC football teams. Most SEC fans will come together to pull for our representative in that championship game, unless, of course, both of the finalists come from the SEC. And in the past decade, that occurred in 2022 as Georgia beat Alabama, and then back in 2018 when, you guessed it, Alabama beat Georgia. Prior to Michigan's breakthrough win in last season's title game, the SEC had been riding a 4-year winning streak in national championship title games. The SEC has captured 6 of the last 10 national championships. The Big Ten, Michigan and Ohio State, have 2 of them, and the ACC, Clemson, on 2 occasions, have 2 trophies apiece. Ironically, both of the Big Ten championship wins in the past decade have come while playing non-SEC opponents. This January's victory by Michigan was against the Pac-12 University of Washington, and the January 2015 win by Ohio State came against the Pac-12's Oregon Ducks. Otherwise, SEC teams have played in the college football title game now 8 of the past 10 years. In 6 of those 8 championship games, the SEC was the conference that took home the big trophy. And this season, the Southeastern Conference has added 2 behemoths to the league. They welcome the University of Texas and the University of Oklahoma, which actually prefers the reverse for their shortened name of OU, not UO. The SEC's football dominance in recent years seems as large as former pro wrestler Andre the Giant, rest in peace, when compared to the rest of the field. And it's almost a cinch that the SEC is going to secure at least 4 spots in this inaugural 12-team college football playoffs we'll have this season. So who is going to get into this new 12-team football playoff? Well, that's where it becomes just a little tricky. Bear with me. First, you have the champions of the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, and SEC. Those have a guaranteed spot. So that's 4 teams and 8 more to go. Next, we have the highest-ranked champion from one of those other 5 major conferences, the American, Conference USA, Mid-American, Mountain West, and Sun Belt. That leaves us with the 7 highest-ranked teams left over. The top 7 highest-ranked teams as deemed by the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, wink, wink, will be the next teams to round out the 12-team field. As we anticipate the 2024 fall college football season, the Pac-12, for practical purposes, has now been dissolved. There are four teams from that group who are now part of the Big Ten. That's Washington, Oregon, USC, and UCLA. Four more of the Pac-12 teams have migrated to the Big 12 Conference, those being Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah. Two of the former Pac-12 teams, Cal and Stanford, have become part of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Personally, I think that group needs to change its name to become the A&P Conference. So, these likely favorites for the 2024 playoffs will likely be familiar names. In addition to Georgia and Ohio State, of course, the other favorites in this fall's race to the championship will include familiar teams like Oregon, Texas, Alabama, Penn State, Notre Dame, Michigan, Clemson, and of course, the 2019 national champions from LSU. With the lone exception of the Penn State Nittany Lions, each of those teams has participated in at least one college football playoff game over the last decade. So if you're like me, I'm looking for an underdog team.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
To root for in 2024, so let me give you my top five for this year. Number one, Ole Miss. The SEC Rebels have never appeared in the college football playoffs. Coach Lane Kiffin often seems to get more press than his team does. But Ole Miss has been on the verge of breaking through in the last couple of years, but some team named Alabama keeps getting in their way. This year's schedule features three top 25 matchups for Ole Miss. They'll have a tough road game at LSU on October 12th, along with home encounters against Oklahoma on October 26th and Georgia on November 9th. Thankfully, longtime foil Alabama is nowhere to be found on the schedule this year for Ole Miss. A season with only one or two losses should be enough this year to lift Ole Miss into the college football playoffs for the first time ever. My second underdog this year? The Missouri Tigers. And just like Ole Miss, the Mizzou Tigers of the SEC are eager to compete in the college football playoffs for the first time as well. They have lost on two occasions in the SEC championship game, first to Auburn, then to Alabama, and have yet to earn a ticket to the playoff party. Missouri's 2024 schedule seems quite favorable, too. The team will have three top 25 matchups. Two of them are road trips to Texas A&M on October 5th and to Alabama on October 26th. And SEC newcomer Oklahoma is going to travel to Columbia, Missouri for a November 9th matchup with Mizzou. A 10-2 regular season finish might be enough to punch Missouri's first ticket to the postseason in 2024. My third underdog team, also from the SEC, it's Tennessee. Yes, the Tennessee Volunteers have found ways to get their fans excited early in the year and then let them down at the end. Those SEC bullies like Alabama and Georgia have been making a habit of bursting the football playoff dreams of Tennessee's loyal Big Orange supporters. The Vols have three top 25 teams on their schedule this season. One of them is a home game with, yes, Alabama on October 19th, but they also have a road game to Athens, Georgia on November 16th. One more speed bump might occur during a September 21st road game at the University of Oklahoma. And though Rocky Top Nation hopes to gain an entry into this year's college football playoffs, the team is going to have to find a way to finish at least 10-2 this year, I think, to earn a spot in the field. Number four underdog team from Old Swamp Swami is Kansas. No, I'm not joking. The Kansas Jayhawks. Under the guidance of Coach Lance Leopold, the Jayhawks football team has improved from 2-10 in 2021 to 6-7 in 2022, and then 9-4 last season in 2023. This year's 2024 schedule is very favorable and may conclude with a rare Jayhawks championship football season. The only top 25 team on their schedule is a road game at their arch-rival Kansas State coming up on October 26th. The Big 12 Conference is without Oklahoma and Texas this year, so don't be surprised if KU emerges as the league champions in 2024. And finally, for my underdogs this year, look no further than James Madison. Which team has the best chance to emerge from the group of five conferences with a perfect record this year in 2024? Look no further than the James Madison University Dukes from Harrisonburg, Virginia. Entering their third season of FBS competition, JMU has gone 8-3 and 11-2 as part of the Sun Belt Conference over the last two seasons. There are no top 25 teams on the 2024 schedule either for James Madison. However, there are a couple of toughies. A road trip to the University of North Carolina comes up on September 21st, as well as a trip to league rival Appalachian State on November 23rd. James Madison must win impressively early in the year to get the attention of the poll voters, and then JMU must finish the year with no worse than an 11-1 regular season record if they hope to secure a college football playoff invitation. This college football season gets underway with a few games tonight on Thursday, August 29th. Then Saturday, more than 12 hours of football games await you. They'll be televised for your viewing pleasure from 11 o'clock Central Time all the way till midnight. Then on Sunday evening, LSU and USC are going to take center stage with a nationally televised game in Las Vegas that kicks off at 6:30 p.m. on ABC. This year is shaping up like a gigantic professional wrestling battle royale match. The 134 FBS contestants will enter the ring this weekend, and every week, one or more of those early season favorites is going to have a chance to be upset and tossed over the top ropes to end their playoff hopes. So the safest way for your favorite college football team to punch their ticket to the playoffs in 2024 is just to go out and win your league's championship. The judges for this game, the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, it's okay to boo them here, proved to us last season that they are going to award the remaining playoff spots to the teams which are most likely to generate the highest television ratings. And can I get an amen from my Florida State University fans?
Not so fast!
Enjoy the games this weekend. I'm Swamp Swami.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.